The Alaska Highway's 75th anniversary is this year, and organizers of those celebrations plan to include tributes to African-American soldiers who helped carve the road out of rugged wilderness. On Tuesday, a room full of people at the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce meeting got to meet one of them. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Leonard Larkins Jr. was a skinny 21-year-old buck private from Louisiana when he arrived in Skagway in May 1942, along with about 1,200 other black soldiers with the Army's segregated 93rd Engineer Regiment. They joined more than 10,000 U.S. soldiers who hacked their way through wilderness to build a 1,500-mile overland supply route to help defend Alaska from attack by Japan.
The 93rd worked on the road until it was completed in October 1942, and then they had the pleasure of spending the winter in interior Alaska in tents.
State Transportation Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey introduced Larkins in a talk she gave on the Alaska Highway's 75th anniversary during Tuesday's chamber meeting at the Carlson Center.
So they worked on the road until it was complete, and then they were sent to the Aleutian Islands because of that threat from the Japanese. And Leonard remained in the Aleutian Islands for the rest of World War II.
Historians say despite harsh treatment and lack of equipment, the 3,500 or so black soldiers in four segregated army units excelled in their work on the highway, a project some say rivaled the Panama Canal.
According to historian Douglas Brinkley, the Alaska Highway was not only the greatest engineering feat of the Second World War, it was also a triumph over racism.
But Bailey says the black soldiers' role in the project and contributions to desegregating the military remained an historical footnote until recent years, when prominent national leaders such as former Senator Ted Stevens and former Secretary of State Colin Powell began to insist the soldiers be given their due.
And the achievements of these soldiers set the stage for the desegregation of the armed forces in 1948 and thus earned the Alaska Highway that distinguished nickname of being the road to civil rights.
After the meeting, Larkins told reporters he didn't have any idea he'd be working on such a historically significant project. The soft-spoken 97-year-old veteran says he was earning a living by cutting sugarcane for $5 a ton, and he joined the Army to get better pay.
At that time, about $20 a month.
Larkins says after he got out of the Army, he worked at a U.S. Public Health Service hospital in New Orleans until he retired. And like a lot of veterans, he didn't really talk too much about his Army service, according to his son, Kirby, who, along with two other brothers, accompanied their father on his return trip to Alaska.
He told me, I didn't talk to y'all much about that because I tried to put that behind me because it was so rough.
But Kirby Larkins says his dad's been sharing more memories about the highway project over the past year since he was visited and interviewed by a couple of authors who are writing a book about the project. The Larkinses will travel to Delta Junction later this week to take part in an Alaska Highway 75th anniversary celebration Saturday at Fort Greeley, and they'll travel to Anchorage next week for more commemorative events to be held there. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.